streaming at coastradio.org.
Tonight's weather. Tonight, showers likely in the evening, then rain after midnight. Lows around 40. Southwest wind 5 to 15 miles per hour with gusts to 30 miles per hour. High wind warning in effect from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday, strong winds, rain in the morning, then showers in the afternoon. Rain may be heavy at times in the morning. Highs 45 to 50, south to southwest winds 30 to 40 miles per hour with gusts 60 to 70 miles per hour by late morning. This is K-Air, Astoria Youth Radio.
But long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, well, life would still go on, believe me. Show nothing to me. So what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
Welcome to a new episode of Teen Talk on the Road. This week, our guests are our school counselors, Beth and Andrew. Hi, guys. How are you?
Great.
Good. How are you?
Great.
Good.
That's good. So it must be quite the job being a school counselor. What exactly do your jobs consist of?
Go ahead, Andrew.
Well, you know, it's a little different. Every day, we're, certainly here to help any students that come in. We want to make sure that the school is supporting every student here in whatever way we need to. You know, we help students with sort of personal issues, looking at going to college, plans for careers, just kind of day-to-day, making sure that they're successful in school. So we do a lot of different things, I think, right?
Yeah, I think our jobs consist of whatever's going on with our students, and every day is a little bit different, and it gives us the ability to help students in a lot of different ways.
Interesting. How many students on average do you see?
From day to day, it really varies. It really depends on what time of year it is. During schedule changing time and right before big college applications are due, I might see 50 kids a day. Sometimes it's fewer than that. So it just really depends on what's going on around the school.
How long have you worked at AHS?
Yeah, I've worked here for, this is my sixth year now? Six, 6 years for me. How long have you been here?
So this is my 11th year working at Astoria High School. My first graduating class was 2005 when I worked in the office for 2 years. And then in 2006, I moved into the counseling office.
Nice, nice. If you had a career change, what would it be and why?
I did have a career change to become a school counselor, and I'm like, I love my job now, so I'm really happy where I'm at. Before, I used to do more like family counseling and clinical type counseling, and so I really enjoy being at the school, so I'm happy here. I do like teaching, so I wouldn't go far, maybe. I'd probably become a teacher.
I sometimes think a little bit about working at a college level, like working in admissions at a college, but my dream job is to work at IKEA and be the person who puts together the display stuff. So we'll see how that turns out for me.
You want to work at IKEA, huh? Wow, I didn't know that about you.
What made you decide to become a counselor?
I knew that I really wanted to get into education. I really liked the idea of working in a school, but I didn't really feel passionate about a certain area of academics. Like, I didn't really love math or love science and want to focus on that. I met a school counselor when I was in college and learned a little bit about his job and really thought it was a good fit for me, and so I decided to go down that path.
And what about you, Andrew?
Well, I am a big nerd, and I got really interested in psychology and systems theory and sort of all of these things in the field of psychology, social psychology, sociology. I really enjoyed like learning about different people's stories and kind of how they think, how we interact with each other. So it sort of sent me down this path of like counseling in terms of like being a therapist and working in a clinic. And then after I did that for a while, I was like, oh, I think I need to do something a little bit different. And it just sort of made sense to take the next step into working in a school. And so I went back to grad school again and ended up here. And, I just really enjoy working with teenagers and learning about sort of what's going on in their world and helping them get to where they want to be. So,
what's an average day in your shoes?
There is no average day, which is kind of why I love this job so much. There's from the second I get to school till the end of the day, it's different every single day. The only thing that's consistent is that I'm in my office and that there's students, and whatever comes up during the day, you just roll with it and do the best you can to support students and staff. And like I said, I think the fact that there are no 2 days that are the same is my favorite part of the job.
At what point did you realize that this was the job?
I mean, every day I feel like I realize that this is like certainly there are some days are better than others, but I think I just feel really fortunate to like work with like the students as well as the staff and all of the people in our community. And I think for me, just being able to be in kind of one of those central spots surrounded by all of those people, like, kind of affirms for me every day that it's like this is the right spot for me. I really enjoy sort of having all those connections, and so yeah, I just, and having come from a little bit different background, I think just being at the school, it feels right.
Interesting. Sounds very fun yet challenging. These two are truly hard workers. A special thanks to both Beth and Andrew for being our first guests on Teen Talk on the Road.
Hey, thanks.
This has been Teen Talk on the Road. You're listening to K-Air Astoria Youth Radio.
This next song we're playing is a more modern song. It's Flashlight by Haley Steinfeld.
When tomorrow comes, I'll be on my own, feeling frightened of things that I don't know. When tomorrow comes, when tomorrow comes. And though the road is long, I look up to the sky, darkness all around, no hope that I could fly. Then I sing along, and I sing along. I got all I need when I got you and I.
Flashlight.
won't stop, 'cause you light the way, you light the way, you light the way. I got all I need when I got you and I. So I look around me and see a sweet life. Stuck in the dark, picture my flashlight. You're getting me through the night. Kickstart my heart when you're shining in my eyes. Can't lie, it's a sweet life. Stuck in the dark, picture my flashlight. You're getting me through the night. Light, in my flashlight, light, and you can't. If I could write you a song to make you fall in love, I would already have you up under my arm. I used up all of my tricks, I hope that you like this, but you probably won't. You think you're cooler than me. You got designer shades just to hide your face, and you wear them around like you're cooler than me. And you never say hey or remember my name, and it's probably 'cause you think you're cooler than me. Got your highbrow shoes on your feet, and you wear them around like it ain't you. But you don't know the way that you look when your steps make that much noise. Shh, I got you all figured out. You need everyone's eyes just to feel seen behind your makeup. Nobody knows who you even are. Who do you think that you are? Could write you a song to make you fall in love, I would already have you up under my arm. I used up all of my tricks, I hope that you like this, but you probably won't. You think you're cooler than me. You got designer shades just to hide your face, and you wear them around like you're cooler than me. And you never say hey or remember my name, and it's probably 'cause you think you're cooler than me. You got your highbrow switching your walk, and you don't even look when you pass by. But you don't know the way that you look when your steps make that much noise. Shh, I got you all figured out. You need everyone's eyes just to feel seen behind your makeup. Nobody knows who you even are. Who do you think that you are? You got no doubt, but we all see you got your head in the clouds. If I could write you a song to make you fall in love, I would already have you up under my arm. I used up all of my tricks, I hope that you like this, but you probably won't. You think you're cooler than me. You got designer shades just to hide your face, and you wear them around like you're cooler than me. And you never say hey or remember my name, and it's probably 'cause you think you're cooler. We'll be right back.
There are places I remember all my life, though some have changed, some forever, not for better. Some have gone and some remain. All these places have their moments. With lovers and friends, I still can recall. Some are dead and some are living. In my life, I've loved them all. But of all these friends and lovers, there is no one compares with you. And these memories lose their meaning when I think of love as something new. Though I know I'll never lose affection for people and things that went before, I know I'll often stop and think about them. In my life, I love you more. For people and things that went before, I know I'll often stop and think about them. In my life, I love you more. In my life, I love you more.
That last song was personally one of my favorite songs by the Beatles, and it was In My Life. The song before that was Cooler Than Me by Mike Posner.
You're listening to K-Air Astoria Youth Radio. Now here's the podcast.
Fisherman, welcome to the podcast.
This week's guest is the hilarious Mr. Sparks. Today we discuss controversial issues, cell phones in modern teaching, and turduckens.
So let's get started!
Sound check.
Yeah, it's a good sound check now. This is Victoria,
Kate,
and Mackenzie with
Mr. Sparks.
Okay, so let's start off. If you had to choose a different career, what would you want to do?
There was two things that I always tell my students this too. I always tell my students every year, you know, they always say, Mr. Sparks, have you always wanted to be a teacher? Or Mr. Sparks, if you could do something else. And I always tell them there's two things that I would love to try to do or like to go into. And that would be, and these two really go together, a microbiologist or a writer for a sitcom television show.
Wait, what's a microbiologist?
Well, let me tell you, Victoria, what a microbiologist is. It's somebody who, and I'll probably get it wrong, and Mr. Baker will probably listen to this and have to correct me, but it's somebody who studies bacteria and viruses. And so I've always been fascinated by that because teaching history like I do, like things like the plague, and it's always fascinated me how such little things such as bacteria or virus can bring down an entire population. So I was thought, hey, that'd be kind of a fun thing to study and to try to learn more about. And then on the sitcom side, I've just always thought it would be kind of cool to sit around a big table and with, you know, a particular sitcom or just, you know, a particular subject and just create jokes about it. Whether, you know, hopefully it's a funny subject and not, you know, not a somber subject that you're trying to make jokes about, but just, you know, just to sit around and create laughs.
Next question. It's, what's the most important current issue in your opinion.
Okay, well, I thought about this a little bit, and there's a couple different things that that kind of came to mind. And first off is in my line of work in education, one of the current issues to me is I'd like to see a study or maybe learn more about or just kind of see what is happening with the amount of smartphone use in the classroom and how much students are dependent on that and how the use of smartphones or the use of technology in general, how that has changed brain development from my generation to your generation. Because you always read about how kids are learning differently now and that technology has a big effect on that. And so what I'd like to really find out more about is how much is it a negative thing or is it a positive thing having all of this technology, especially with the phones, how much we have become so dependent on them now that it's becoming an issue in the classroom as well. So that's my educational current issue that kind of concerns me. The other issue that concerns me is the issue to me of those who commit acts of violence against innocents. I'd like to understand it more. What drives people to do that? Why just think you can just go and, you know, take an assault rifle and go into a school and commit the things you do? That the issue, in my opinion, is just random acts of violence, and that really concerns me.
Well, I think partly those reasons of random acts of violence, it's more and more of a mentality, maybe a illness, if you want to say. But, like, most people who choose those acts of violence have either something going on in their minds that's a negative feeling, or their way in their social life and their surroundings or environment is what makes them jump off the bridge and do that. Also, it could be either religious things, which, unfortunately, a lot of people get wrong.
I just read this one thing. It was really interesting talking about the whole religious aspect of it. I don't like to give that much of an opinion because I think we've all been getting way too many people's opinions lately.
Yeah.
One thing I did see, though, kind of talked about how the one thing we cannot do is attack Muslims. It's not like
Muslims.
It's
not them. It's not them.
We need to make sure that we're not coming from a place of hate and fear, you know, not taking care of people. We need to keep our humanity during this time and stay together, not just as a country, but as people in general, fighting for, you know,
what's right.
Yeah,
exactly. What they believe in, basically.
Exactly. And we can't just cave into the fear or hate, or it will become a very tough world.
Right. History has taught us that has happened quite a few times.
Definitely. Yes. And let's put this in advice. Let's not repeat any history that's already happened. Okay, guys?
Please. Not the bad stuff, anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, and that leads us to our next question. Take it away, Mackenzie.
So, what's your favorite time period?
Well, you're going to love this because I'm going to go so far into the past. I love talking about the 1950s and the 1960s. Because the 1950s, especially in America, there was just so much optimism in the 1950s. When you see, you know, just what could be accomplished. And then you have the 1960s and what a huge transition that this country went through, so much change. I also have to throw in the 1980s because that's when I grew up as a...
I love that music.
I was a teenager in the 1980s. And one thing I always kind of think would be interesting, too, is if I would be an adult in the 80s, would I find it as fun as I did as a teen
Probably
in the
not.
80s? But I don't know yet.
Okay, all podcast listeners, it is time for the second annual lightning round! Woo!
Favorite color?
Green.
Favorite movie?
Toss up. There's three of them. Jaws, Star Wars Episode 4.
Of course, Star Wars.
Not that Episode 1 stuff. And Caddyshack.
Caddyshack?
Oh, yeah.
What is that?
Good.
Yeah. You'll see it someday.
I'll go look it up right after this. Okay, least favorite movie?
The English Patient. My colleagues will like that comment.
Favorite animal?
I gotta say my dog, the Shih Tzu.
Favorite president?
Lot to choose from, but I'm going to go with Teddy Roosevelt.
Worst or best thing you've ever bought?
Well, paying full price for a new computer with the Windows Me operating system.
Favorite TV show?
Oh, Breaking Bad.
Ooh. Mm. Favorite song?
Hands down, Comfortably Numb by Pink Floyd.
And the last and most important question of the day, Marvel or DC?
Whichever one had Wonder Woman.
So DC. DC.
Oh, my God.
If you think back to 1970s TV, that's all I need to say. Whichever one had Wonder Woman.
We want to thank you so much for your time.
Mm-hmm.
We would love it if you would finish this episode with your favorite quote.
Okay. I had to look this one up because there was a lot. So this one is from the late Steve Jobs. And this is one I really, really like to... You know, maybe it goes with my personality, but maybe not. I don't know. But he said, the people who are crazy enough to think they can change the world are the ones who do.
I think that is a perfect quote.
That's a great quote.
I mean, if you didn't change the world, you wouldn't be doing anything. And that goes for everyone out there, even you podcast listeners.
Thanks for listening. The podcast is an AHS production brought to you by Victoria Holcomb, Mackenzie Burnett, Kate Karna, and Clint Hill.
Graphics are by Raina Christian. Music and editing is by Victoria Holcomb. Special thanks to this week's sponsor, Doe and Arrow at 380 14th Street.
We'll see you all next time as we cast off on our next episode.
That was The Podcast. You're listening to KR.
I'm Kylie Witherby.
And I'm Cheyenne Rakeup.
And this is Astoria Youth Radio. The next song we're going to play is Walking After Midnight by Patsy Cline.
I go out walking after midnight.
bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets the traffic starts jumping, with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. What a way. Just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. In the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in, and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5.
Sing it out for everyone we know. I'm dreaming of Christmas. wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
That was Dreaming of Christmas by Rhonda Vincent. We also listened to Dolly Parton, 9 to 5, and Patsy Cline, Walking After Midnight.
The Coaster Theater, 108 North Hemlock Street in Cannon Beach, Oregon, presents a winter holiday concert with the Trail Band on Wednesday, December 30th at 7 p.m. This is KIR, Astoria Youth Radio. Our next segment is Teen Talk. I'm Kylie Witherby.
And I'm Cheyenne Rakeup.
And this is Teen Talk. Hi, and welcome to this month's episode of Teen Talk. Thank you for coming today, Cheyenne.
Thanks for letting me be here.
I hope today's episode is enjoyable for the audience, because it's certainly enjoyable for me.
We're going to be telling some of our favorite childhood memories. My favorite memory is when I was little, every summer, my family would go camping. My favorite part about camping was when we would feed the animals, such as squirrels, chipmunks, and raccoons. It was so fun to watch them stuff their little cheeks with marshmallows and grapes. What's your favorite childhood memory, Kylie?
Well, it's tough to pick one, but if I chose one, it'd definitely be the time I went to California with my grandmother for Christmas. It was so enjoyable to be with all my family up there for the holiday season, and I got free pretzels on the plane.
My favorite Christmas memory was when my dad had a truck and we tied a sleigh on the back, and me and my friends would take turns riding on the sleigh while he would drive the truck around.
My favorite holiday memory, there's so many, it's hard to think of one. This isn't so much as a memory as something that's more of a tradition, and my family always gets together on Christmas morning and we open presents like any other family, but it's always just been kind of like special because I always feel so at home in the morning. Like, it's always so, like, I always love looking at the cookies and milk that we had set out for Santa, and there's a bite out of one of the cookies, and then some of them are gone, and even sometimes we'd write notes to Santa just so he'd write back, and sometimes there'd be notes written back, and I was, like, so happy to see he had written back, and it was just, like, really exciting.
That's all for this week's episode of Teen Talk.
You've been listening to Teen Talk on Astoria Youth Radio.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even think it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. In one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose is so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved it, as they shouted out with glee. They said, Rudolph, your red-nosed reindeer, you go down in history. Santa came to say,
he said,
Rudolph, with your nose so bright, could you guide our sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee.
You should have heard him.
Rudolph, your red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history. Oh, Rudolph.
That last song was Wake Up Sunshine by Chicago. The song before that was a holiday classic, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer by Ray Charles.
This is K-Air Astoria Youth Radio. It's time for Music Appreciation with Cal.
Hello, good evening. This is Calvin Roy with Music Appreciation. Today I'll be discussing my top four film soundtracks, doing a mishmash of subjects in the honor of all of the great movies coming out this holiday season. So let's get right into it. Number 4, Pee-wee's Big Adventure by Danny Elfman. Energetic, big on melodies, and first in a long line of Tim Burton collaborations, this score perfectly translates the cartoony zaniness of Tim Burton's style on screen.
Pee-wee's
Number 3, Rushmore, by various musicians. Wes Anderson has a penchant for using old-timey blends of 60s and 90s elements in his films. Folk and rock from the early 1960s is littered all around the movie, and it makes you feel at home. It's very homey, and I think you'll understand that with a little nostalgic tune by The Who.
Her man's been gone for nigh on a year. He was due home yesterday, but he ain't here. Her man's been gone for nigh on a year. He was due home yesterday, but he ain't here. Down your street you're crying is a well-known
Number 2, Kill Bill Part 1, by Various. The soundtracks in this film adds even more layers of style in this blend of Western and samurai movies made Americanized by Quentin Tarantino. He has a new movie out called The Hateful Eight. Go check that out. Misunderstood. That was Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood by Santa Esmeralda. Number 1. Blade Runner, composed by Vangelis. This cyberpunk staple was very atmospheric, and a haunting score corresponds with the aesthetic of the movie. Check out this staple by Vangelis. That was the end title from Blade Runner, which was done by Vangelis. And that was my top 4 favorite film soundtracks. I'm Cal, and this is KMUN.
That was Cal's Music Appreciation. Thank you for listening to K-Air Astoria Youth Radio. Our next show will be January 17th at 7 p.m. Thank you, and good night.
Help! I need somebody. Help! Not just anybody.
Help!
You know I need someone.
Help!
When I was younger, so much younger than today,
I never needed
anybody's help in any way.
But now
these days are gone,
days
I'm not so self-assured.
Now I find
I've changed my mind and open up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down. You're being round. Help me get my feet back on the ground. Won't you please, please help me? And now my life has changed in oh so many ways. My independence seems to vanish in the haze. But every now and then I feel so insecure. Done before. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down. And I do appreciate you being round. Help me get my feet back on the ground. Won't you please, please help me? When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone,
days
I'm
are gone.
Not so self-assured.
And now I find
I've changed my mind.
an open.